We've avoided talking about Tiger this morning because there was so much else from the U.S. Open to get to, but I've got a question about Tiger coming up at 9:35 and a route that he might take with his career. And we've got a number for Tiger. Let's call him now to talk to him about that 80 on Thursday, the 76 on Friday, missing the cut at the U.S. Open, and his struggles.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please.
Spurfing.
Hey, Tiger, it's the Musers from the Ticket.
Hi, Musers.
Yeah, hey, how are you?
Been crying, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, Tiger.
Did you guys hear that I didn't win?
Yeah.
I came pretty close, though.
No. Not really.
To hitting a fairway. Let me finish.
A fairway, yeah.
I tell you, I shot an 80 on the first day.
We saw.
An 80.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Phil shot a 77 during that tournament.
Quit obsessing over Phil.
That's an answered prayer. I no longer pray for me winning. I just pray for Phil losing.
Well, what about your game? Forget about Phil for a second. What's going on with you?
What game?
Your golf game.
I don't know what's going on with it, but I'm so depressed. I was so depressed after that.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't miss the cut.
Mm-hmm.
That I drank a whole case of Capri Suns.
Whoa.
A whole case.
That's a very non-alcoholic beverage. I don't know why that's a big deal.
Who is this Jordan Spieth anyhow? Who does he think he is winning all my tournaments?
Not your tournaments.
How old is he?
21.
And how many majors does he have?
That'd be two in a row.
Okay, rough calculations have him 12 majors behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Also, rough calculations have him passing me in about 6 years, I think.
Yeah, he's pretty dang good.
You know, I hope the mic didn't pick up any of the cuss words I was saying, because I cussed a lot during that tournament.
Yeah, I got a couple of them.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That really upsets me, because there might have been some young ears that would get a pretty early education listening to me cuss. Because I know for a fact that I said, boobs, crap poopy, hell, and boogers. Oh, wait, are we on the air now?
Yeah, we dumped them.
I hope you guys don't lose your license.
No, we dumped all those.
Hold on a second. I'm getting answer to a question that's sealed in this envelope sitting right in front of me. The answer is a pool raft and my career.
Pool raft, his career.
Name two things I blow up in the summer. Oh, come on! You know, maybe I could have broken 80 if it wasn't for that stupid course.
You didn't like it, did you?
Hated it.
Yeah.
Last time an American played a course like that was when Neil Armstrong hit a 7,000-yard tee shot.
It did look somewhat lunar, yeah.
It was built on an old Indian gravel pit. Did you hear that?
I didn't know it was an Indian gravel pit, but it was a gravel pit.
Unfortunately, they forgot to move the gravel before the U.S. Open. Stuff was everywhere.
Yeah.
I guess it worked out for Fox, though.
I guess.
Yeah, they had gravel-to-gravel coverage, so.
It's just stupid.
Just they had that.
Yeah. I like your trail and off.
You know, I would, I'd never tell anyone this that's in the golf media, but I actually got beat by a 15-year-old.
Yeah, we saw that. How'd that make you feel?
15-year-old! But you know what? It doesn't bother me at all, because Cole Hammer and I had so much fun the rest of the weekend. We had sleepovers. We shot BB guns. We played in the creek. We raced go-karts. Snuck some of his dad's Playboys out and looked at the chest boobies. This was the best golf weekend of my life.
Oh, I didn't expect to hear that from you.
and also Phil sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But hey. You know who I wish could have seen me play?
Hmm.
Especially if I made it to that final round on Father's Day.
Mm. Who's that?
Ta-da! The night sky hued whiskey barrel shaped daddy who drank so much grain alcohol during the Korean War that his horny stick went crazy and he started acting as a divining rod, seeking out the warm innards of some Mexican from Asia who was so Chinesed up that she self-identified as Japanese, so he had to track her through the woods of Vietnam by following the scent of menses, glute splatter, and low-grade takeout food until he finally cornered her in a cave where he fought with her for 72 hours until she finally came into season and willingly dug her paws in the dirt and lifted her tail so that he could get behind her and hula hoop his hips until he grunted out his reproductive egg white into her bazooka wound so that 9 months later she was forced to squat over a turtle's nest and front diarrhea out of 14-time major winner. He says hi.
Earl hula hooping his hips.
Amazing.
It's quite a visual. Yeah, I know you would have liked him to be
there. Bye, Muses.
Bye, Tiger. Good luck with your golf game. Oh, there he goes. Tiger.